Epilogue. That looking upon his naked visage made the subordinates below tremble greatly pleased Shaddao Shai. The Yuuzhan Vong commander had opted to enter the Grashal on Bimiel without a helmet or the armored face mask that his exalted rank permitted him to wear. His baton of rank lay coiled around his right forearm. Narrower and much shorter than an amphistaff, the Tsaisi belonged to the same species as its longer cousin, but remained more delicate. Its lethal employment required more skill, hence the rarity of its being granted. Shaddao Shai stood at the top of the stairway leading down into the Grashal. What he saw would have sickened him, but he would give no sign of weakness to those below him, to those beneath me. On the floor they had larval gritcha, eating up sand and excreting shell material to patch over the breaches that had permitted the sandbiters to enter the shell and devour two Yuuzhan Vong warriors. Two warriors from my family. Shaddao Shai began a slow, deliberate descent of the steps, letting the heel spurs on his feet click with each footfall. He kept his pace measured and watched to see who among those below kept at their tasks or chose to look up at him as he descended. Those who did not look were feigning disinterest, which meant they hid their ambition, whereas those who watched from the first instance were fawning morons, thinking their advancement would come through means other than valor and success in combat. Those who steal glances as they work, these are the ones who are naturally curious, but respectful and attentive to duty. He noted which they were, then selected from among them one who had chosen to oversee the Ungdin as it slowly effaced any trace of the interlopers who had desecrated the Grashal. He waited until his chosen one looked up, then summoned him with a single wave of a crooked finger. The warrior scooped up the Ungdin, holding the slimy creature in both hands, despite the way the cilia on which it moved could deliver numbing stings to the hands. He set it down again on the Grashal floor, letting it attack a scarlet smear, then dropped to one knee before his master and pounded right fist to his left shoulder. Shaddao Shai looked down at him. "You are permitted to gaze upon me, Krog Vol." "Were I worthy of that honor, Commander Shai, my tasks here would already have been completed." "Very good." The Yuuzhan Vong warrior half-lidded his eyes, then nodded slowly. "I would have you tell me what happened here." "As I am able, Commander." The warrior stood and turned to gesture at the racks. "I believe two of the humans on this world were being kept in the embrace of pain. Two individuals, at a minimum two, came to free them. The cuts on the embrace, the floor, and the relics of your kinsmen lead me to believe these two were of the Jedi. In the battling, I believe Nira Shai was slain first. His skull has carbon scoring inside an eye socket. Drani Shai hurt his foe badly, but scoring on the bones of his hip joint suggests he was greatly hurt in return. I found no evidence of a killing stroke to his remains." Krog Vol's voice shrank. "Of the remains we have recovered, that is." Fury began to build in Shaddao Shai, but he kept it in check. What Krog Vol reported was much the substance of the preliminary report he had been given while in transit from Dantooine. His battles there and at Dubrillion had begun to give him a measure of his enemies. He had thought them resourceful and even courageous in cases. "I almost thought them worthy foes." But what he learned of their conduct on Bimiel confirmed for him that they were beyond redemption. "This Jedi who left his blood here, what of his remains?" Krog kept his eyes to the floor and clasped his hands behind his back. He bent forward, defenseless, allowing his master to strike him if he so desired. "Of him we have no remains. There is blood evidence that he may have been lifted from here and taken away." Shaddao Shai's hands curled into fists studded with horns at their knuckles. "You tell me they recovered the body of their fallen, and yet left ours to be carrion for vermin?" "This I fear, Commander." Shaddao Shai snarled, raising his right fist toward his own misshapen face. "This is the fault of Nome Anor, That God's cursed whelp of a machine. Nome Anor had infiltrated the New Republic and had sent back much information about the enemies the Yuuzhan Vong would face here. But he had not included all he should have. Moreover, he had made a bid for power, allowing his political faction to launch a strike at Dubrillion and Belkaden. Had his people won those battles, he would have dictated the course of our invasion. His failures dictated my first moves, since we could not allow the shame of his defeat to linger to sully our victory. I finished his work, but now my kinsmen have paid for his deficiencies with their lives. The Yuuzhan Vong commander kept his voice even, despite the words coming through clenched teeth. And of Mangay Shai. Krog Vall sank to both knees and prostrated himself at the base of the stairs. There is evidence, Commander, that a group of humans found the cave where he had been waiting. I fear to say it, Master. Tremors ran through Shaddao Shai's body, but he kept them out of his voice. Their crimes are not yours, Krog Vall. They disturbed his rest, Master. They left behind their mechanical abominations there where they found him. The Yuuzhan Vong commander turned his face away from those below. The image of his grandfather's remains being pawed by these soft humans, of his being disturbed, of all evidence of his passing being destroyed, it was too much. It soured Shaddao Shai's breath and thickened his saliva. Mangay Shai had, 50 years ago, been part of a team to venture forth from their world ships to this new galaxy. He had not returned with the others, remaining behind on Bimeo, to report to them via Villips until the range proved too great. His sacrifice had brought honor to Domain Shai, and Shaddao had hoped his cousins could heap more glory upon the family by recovering the remains. They failed, and the enemy has taken his relics. They taunt us with their audacity. Shaddao Shai again looked at his subordinates, then pressed a foot against Krog Vall's head, pinning it to the floor. Why did Nira and Drani fail to find Mangai's remains first? The old coordinates were based on this world's magnetic field. It has shifted. Their searches progressed incrementally. 14 revolutions from their deaths, they would have found the right formation. Their conduct was above reproach. And without imagination, Shaddao Shai gestured back toward the Minchil village to the west. The vermin destroyed the slaves? It appears so, Master. And their remains were not recovered by the Jedi? No, Master. Shaddao Shai removed his foot from Krog Vall's head, then stepped down to the floor of the Grashal. He crouched above the Ungdin, twitching its way along the bloody streak the Jedi had left on the floor. He watched it sucking up the blood, then looked past the creature at Krog Vall. At the world they call Dantooine, they did not recover their dead. These people have no sense of what is proper or honorable. That they removed this Jedi tells me something valuable. Krog Vall, his head still held low, glanced at Shaddao Shai. What does it tell you, Master? It tells me this Jedi is yet alive. Shaddao Shai plucked the plump Ungdin from the floor and held it up. On its belly, countless cilia glistened within blood-stained mucus. Shaddao Shai leaned forward and bit deeply into the Ungdin, tasting the blood, feeling the stings. He tore flesh from the creature and swallowed, paying no mind to the cool sensation of fluid running down over his chin. This Jedi lives, and I will again taste his blood as he dies.